Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Obesity, it has officially become an epidemic. Millions of Americans are overweight, but belly fat alone is causing more problems than not just being able to zip up those favorite jeans. Joining us today is America's belly fat fighter. She's a renowned nutrition and fitness expert who's contributed to national media, including CBS, ABC, and more. She's the author of Belly Fat Diet for Dummies, here to tell us about the dangers of belly fat and how to eliminate it. Welcome to the show, Erin Polinsky. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Erin.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, great to have you on the show. Let me tell you, last weekend I was stuck at the airport for a few hours, and I just sat there, and I watched people walk by. And I noticed, particularly in middle-aged men, that the majority have normal-sized faces, arms, legs, and butts with this large overhanging gut. And share with us, why does so much fat end up getting stored in the belly?
You're right, and you're finding it more and more, and especially as people, you know, middle-aged, because belly fat, you know, although it's unattractive and nobody wants it, it really is incredibly dangerous to our health. And part of the reason that we're starting to accumulate so much fat in the midsection is due to stress hormones, it's due to poor dietary choices, and it's due to lack of exercise. And the body puts the fat in the midsection because it's closer to the vital organs, making it more accessible. It's easy to grab energy, but because it's so close to those vital organs, that's what makes it so dangerous to our health as well.
That's right. And so would you say that is why belly fat is considered so much more life-threatening compared to fat elsewhere in the body, because the organs?
Exactly. You know, we used to think that fat was just there, it was fat, but it's actually metabolically active. So not only is the fat there, but it's producing these toxins and chemicals, and because of its close proximity to all our vital organs, they're getting exposed to those toxins, increasing our disease risk.
Right. Is there a different method of losing belly fat compared to other parts of the body? It seems like that's the toughest to get rid of.
It is the toughest to get rid of because you can make certain dietary changes. If you just lower your intake of calories, you're going to lose weight, but not necessarily from the right places. It's really a combination of getting the lifestyle factors in check. You really have to work on reducing stress. You have to make sure you're doing the right forms of exercise. And there's specific foods that actually can help your body target belly fat so you can shed that midsection.
Right, and you mentioned stress. Is there a link? I know we hear about the cortisol connection with stress and belly fat. Is there truth to that?
Absolutely, yes. Whenever we're under stress, and whether it be physical stress or emotional stress or just stress sitting in traffic during the day, our body is releasing hormones like cortisol, adrenaline, and those hormones are causing your body to store more fat in the belly area. So the more stress that you're under and the less you're doing to alleviate that stress, the more you're going to pack on those pounds.
Great. Now, I know in your book, Belly Fat Diet for Dummies, you list over 40 delicious belly-burning recipes. Share with us some examples of foods that actually can help us burn that fat.
Yes. Yeah. In the book, I was really excited to incorporate what I call, you know, superfoods for belly fat. And there's many foods that really can help shed belly fat. One of them is something as simple as blueberries. Blueberries are great because for two reasons. They're a strong antioxidant, and we know that when our body is under a state of inflammation, we're going to store more belly fat because of stress hormones. But they actually, research was done where they found that when rats were fed a small amount of blueberries for over a 3-month period of time, they lost a significant amount of body fat specifically from the midsection, and also they had a decrease in insulin resistance and a decrease in triglycerides. So that food alone can be really powerful for fighting against belly fat.
That's great, and it's great for memory. Yeah, I recommend that prior to studies and tests, they chew a bunch of blueberries, so that's great.
Yeah, they're great for a number of reasons.
That's great. What's neat is we had one of the experts for blueberries on there, and he said if they're frozen, it's still fine. They're still as nutritious. You can mix those in a smoothie. Is that true?
Yeah, and that's what's great. Absolutely. Frozen fruits and vegetables usually are picked at the peak of ripeness, so sometimes they're even more nutrient-dense than the fresh if they're not in season. So it's a great way, and it's an affordable way to get berries all year long.
Right. How do you know if your belly's too big? I know I've heard different opinions of specific measurements and rules of thumb. Is there anything that applies to females and males that's concrete?
Yes, and I'm so glad you asked that, because even somebody that's not technically obese or overweight can still have too much belly fat. So what you really want to focus on is you really want to focus on waist circumference. Okay. So you're looking at the measurement of your waist, and for women, it's really important to keep that measurement under 35 inches, and for men, you want to keep it under 40 inches. If your waist circumference is above that, you're at a much more increased risk of things like heart disease and type 2 diabetes.
So that's good to know. So there is that measurement, so you really can't judge the scale. Because like I say, I see these skinny people with these big bellies. It's
yeah,
amazing.
Exactly. You know, and you look at the measurements that we typically use. We look at the number on the scale. We look at body mass index. And that's not really telling us about body composition, which is much more important to health. Right. And for people that are at a normal weight, they can look at waist circumference, but they can also look, especially if they're more of that apple-shaped of an individual, they can look at what's called the waist-to-hip ratio. And basically, you take waist circumference and you divide it by the circumference of your hips. And mm-hmm. the lower that number, the lower your risk of having too much belly fat. So if your waist circumference and your hip circumference are pretty close to even, chances are you have too much belly fat.
See, that's great. Now, I know there's three excuses I always hear why people are overweight: lousy diet, lack of exercise, and some blame genetics. Which one mm-hmm. do you believe is the primary reason? Why do you think that we're all so much bigger nowadays?
I think, you know, it's hard. It's a toss-up between the diet and exercise. Genetics definitely plays a bit of a role, but it really comes down to what we're doing to enhance our genetics. And if we're taking good care of ourselves, we can really keep those fat genes at bay. But if we're sitting all day and we're not putting the right fuel in our bodies, regardless of your genetics, you're going to be overweight and you're going to have too much belly fat.
Right. You know what gets me is there's more people today using fat diets, drinking fat-burning shakes, buying weight loss books than ever in history, and we're also the fattest we've ever been in history, so something's not working.
Exactly. And, you know, it's such a good point because, you know, that's one of the things that in my book, I know it's called a diet book, but it's really, I try to focus on lifestyle change because we're all after that quick fix. And especially in today's modern society, we're so used to getting everything the instant we want it. And it just doesn't work that way when it comes to weight loss. It's about making small changes that are realistic. You can't overhaul your lifestyle in one day and expect to stick with that. You know, just making small, simple changes and sticking with it long term, you're going to lose the weight and you're going to actually keep it off for good.
Exactly. And I know a big side effect of being obese is diabetes, and you have an iPad app called Diabetes What Now? Share us a little bit about that.
Actually, that's through Everyday Health, and I was the featured diabetes. I'm a certified diabetes educator. So right. If somebody is newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, or they are somebody that's trying to get better control, it's almost like an ebook. It's for the iPad, and you can go through and learn all about how to manage your diabetes through lifestyle changes, through diet, how to revamp your kitchen for diabetes, and learning that it's something that's very manageable and that you can get under control.
So people that are diagnosed diabetes, there's a natural answer. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you have type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, your body's just not producing insulin. But with type 2 diabetes, typically the main culprit is insulin resistance, and that can be reversed.
Right. See, that's great to know. We've had so many experts on there saying that it is the most preventable and curable disease if people just, you know, do what they do. I've never seen anybody cured from diabetes that are on diabetic medications. I've not seen one yet. If there is, don't call me.
I have actually worked with clients that have gotten off all their medications, which is wonderful. But again, it takes a long time, and it takes that whole combination of losing weight, getting to a healthy place, and making sure you're getting those lifestyle changes and regular physical exercise.
Yeah, all great stuff. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
To find out more about belly fat for dummies, go to erinpolinsky.com. While you're there, make sure you sign up for her free newsletter. And we're going to keep talking to Erin about how to stay slim even during these holiday temptations. Remember, you can listen anytime, any on demand or on the go to Your Good Health Radio. If you miss anything, scroll around. Dr. David Friedman always has such great and interesting information to play for you. So scroll around and learn something with us. Don't go away. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.